The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk about hot school meals, first of all, because up to 350 primary schools who are eligible to join the scheme. There's lots of schools still not in it, but 350 new schools who are meant to be signing up have been told there's actually not going to be hot school meals come September. Well, come late August. It's amazing how early they start in school, isn't it? I remember it used to be September. It's in the third week of August. Anyway, that's a whole other conversation. They've been told they were initially told you can sign up to get cold meals until January, or you can just hold fire and at some point between now and Christmas, we'll get you signed up for the hot school meals. Now, that's since been updated to say you can start with the cold meals and hopefully by mid-October, we'll get you going with the hot meals. And it's all to do with procurement changes introduced by the department. Aaron O'Rourke is with me. He is a Sinn Féin TD and the party spokesperson on education. Darren, what do you make of these? I mean, what are these procurement changes?
Yeah, look, it's a real frustration, Kieran, and I think, you know, it's the piece around bureaucracy and, you know, why these changes weren't made before if they were deemed necessary. Specifically, there's a notification sent out only a couple of weeks ago at this stage to principals and boards of management, and it indicated that the Department of Education's school meals procurement unit, along with the interdepartmental working group on school meals, they are finalising a new set of standard procurement documentation, and to do a number of things, they say, to make sure that contracts comply with food safety legislation, planning, building, health and safety requirements. And they make the point that it's to ensure that schools don't unintentionally become food business operators. So, like, to me, it strikes me that strange that these issues are only now just becoming apparent or relevant. And resulting or relating to that, schools have been advised, if you're already in the hot school meals program, there's procedure A, B and C. But if you're not in the scheme and newly eligible for it, sit tight. And that's the real concern, because I suppose, you know, there's a lot of support. Like, the scheme is not without its problems, and there's been lots said in terms of the nutritional value and then just the operation of it. But I think in the principle of providing every child with a hot school meal and ensuring that, you know, those who are particularly in need aren't left without, I think that is something that is to be commended and supported. But very many will have been expecting that their children will have been availing of these come September, and now they've been told no, that's not happening. And I think, you know,
now, it's not a huge delay. In fairness, it's you know, mid October is what they're talking about.
Well, I'll believe mid October when I see it. Now, to be honest, and I take the point, but there's paperwork.
But you know,
if you've been making
kind of lunches every day of the week for the last God knows how many years, I mean, even if it's late October, if it's mid-November, it's not an enormous delay.
And look, to be honest, like, when I see something like this, my immediate thing is, well, it'll, you know, if they have them for February, March next year, that would be my sense of how things will move here. And hopefully you're closer to the starting point than I am. But in my understanding of the state bureaucracy, sometimes they move slower than they intend or indicate. I suppose in the first instance, you asked the question, you know, why did this situation arise at all? Why wasn't the communication better? Why isn't this documentation ready? Why wasn't this documentation ready before you invited these schools into the scheme? Because it was the department that invited them into the scheme, you know. So to then say, well, you have to wait until we get our paperwork and all, right? I think it's, you know, it's an unnecessary bureaucracy, and it's an inefficiency within the system, I would say. And the other thing to say in relation to all of this is, I know parents are well used to making lunches, and this might be a handful of months more of doing it. But we are in the middle of a cost of living crisis. And yesterday and in the last number of weeks, we've heard that there are very significant costs associated with sending kids to school. And this is just going to be an additional one that maybe parents were expecting that, yeah, look, I won't have the cost of lunches for next year. Now they will have it, you know, at least for a number of months.
Well, how would you assess the overall rollout of the programme? I mean, this issue aside for a moment, because, you know, we've talked about it and you hear from some parents and they say it's a great success. It's a godsend. They absolutely, you know, they are so thankful they don't have to get up in the morning and make lunches and what have you. But there have been concerns, and you mentioned them as well, about, you know, the quality of some of the meals, about the amount of waste, about nutritional value and all of that. And I just wonder whether you think they've kind of managed that correctly, or whether, you know, things could have been done differently.
Well, look, it has been, I'm a handful of months now the Sinn Féin spokesperson on education. I have two kids at school, including one who's starting in September. And I've been reading myself into the brief and trying to understand. And I have to say, it's been a long-standing Sinn Féin policy for the rollout of hot school meals. But if I'm being honest, if I was the Minister for Education, looking at the acute funding crisis in education, looking at the teacher, you know, really big classrooms that we have, looking at the school buildings program, looking at the need for special education, I think I would have taken a different approach to the rollout of this scheme.
What would you have done?
Well, look, it's a huge spend. You know, it's in the region of €300 million. And I think within the education system, we could have used that money a lot more efficiently. For example, to improve on special educational needs, to address the pupil-teacher ratio, to put, you know, teachers in front of qualified teachers in front of smaller classrooms, and I think to use the budget to, you know, better target it. Now, I've heard the argument in terms of it's difficult, you know, and you know, there are children in every school, whether it be DESH or non-DESH, that would benefit and actually need these types of support. And it's difficult to pick two or three out of a classroom of 26 and say, here's your hot school meal.
Yeah.
But I do think greater effort should have been taken in identifying, you know, a targeted rollout of this type of
support. Do you
think
they were too quick to make it universal?
I think they were too quick to make it universal. And actually, I think it would have helped them in terms of, you know, scaling up the industry, if you like, in terms of the supply chain and the providers and, you know, the ovens for schools and the school buildings piece. So and I know it's something at the Oireachtas Committee on Education and Youth, there's an across the board interest in, and we're going to, when we go back in September, take a deep dive into the area. But for me, it's the opportunity cost of this massive spend on this particular thing, as you said, and I know I've spoken to principals, I speak to parents. Like in my own area, a lot of what I hear is, we don't need a hot school meal. What we need is additional SNA support. Mm-hmm. What we need is additional special needs support. What we need is smaller classrooms. You know,
I get it's a bit like, isn't it? It's a bit like the phone pouches thing, though. The response or the counter argument to that might be, it doesn't have to be one or the other. In a world of finite resources, yes, and of course resources are finite, but the government have plenty of money. Yeah. They could provide the school meals and hire all those SNAs.
No, 100%. And look, like I'm reflecting on you know, my own considerations and thoughts in relation to it. As I said, the rollout of universal access to hot school meals has been long-standing Sinn Féin policy. Mm. I suppose our argument is you should also have tackled the chronic underinvestment. For example, like every parent in Ireland will be hit with a so-called voluntary contribution, an expectation that they'll put their hand in their pocket for €100 or €200 or whatever it might be. And the reason they've been asked to do that is because school funding to schools hasn't increased in real terms since 2009. So I think we have to look at all facets of it.
And I know you kind of touched on it yourself there, but how you target something like free meals is a tricky one, though, isn't it? You know, even see it with breakfast clubs where they were in operation in some schools. It was maybe less complicated where a school was quite obviously in a disadvantaged area, you know, and lots of people supported it. But in a mixed school, and particularly go down the country where you have a real mix of everybody and anyone in a school outside of Dublin, and it's hard, you know, even with the breakfast club, some kids wouldn't go because they didn't want to be seen to go.
I fully accept that, and that is the strength of the case for the universal versatile approach. I think in terms of the universal rollout, then in terms of that, I would say, look, there are lessons that need to be learned in terms of the quality of the food and the nutritional standards that are at play there. Also, I think just this bureaucratic piece in terms of ensuring that procurement standards, that the documentation, you know, I know it can be very difficult. School principals and staff are up to their eyes with administrative work before they get to teaching, and I don't think that we need to be adding to that. And that's exactly for the up to 350 that are new to the scheme this time around, but also for the hundreds others that are already in the scheme, there is going to be an additional procurement documentation burden on them, which I just don't think is helpful. And I think, you know, it's fair to say that had greater work been put in at the outset, you know, possibly could have been avoided.
I know this is slightly off topic, but since it came to my head at the outset of this when I was talking about it, it's mad how early they go back to school, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it is. It is surely, and I can absolutely relate to that. As I said, in our own house, the summer is short, and we're not too far away from it now, you know, and we've already can see. I think people passing by the schools, they'll see activity in them from people getting in and getting prepared for the new school year. So it's only a couple of weeks away now at this stage.
It is. Listen, Darren, thanks a million for speaking to us, Darren O'Rourke, TD, Sinn Féin spokesperson. On education.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.